Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats' spending bill is a double-edged sword for the Republicans. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Friday. I will be taking your phone call. So if you want to give me a call, we're going to put the number up on the screen in just a moment here. But thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. So I'm pretty sure you're aware that this ominous bill has been presented to Mike Johnson. And I don't even know. There's no relation between me and Mike Johnson. Let me get that out there. I'm kind of disappointed. I am disappointed with Mike Johnson right now. I'm highly disappointed with him. Because he agreed to do this with the Democrats. And, you know, the whole point of Kevin McCarthy and the rest of them, like Nancy Pelosi, they would push a bill through without giving Congress an opportunity to read the bill. Personally, I don't even think 72 hours is long enough. Not if you're actually doing the job of your constituents. I would say 72 hours is not long enough, but it is what it is. And because Mike Johnson has sided with the Democrats on pushing this bill through, Republicans have been coming out, speaking out against it. It's almost like they're all unified against it. Now, I haven't heard all of the Republicans coming out because there's a lot of weak in the knee, no backbone, spineless Republicans that won't say anything about this tyrannical spending bill that Mike Johnson decided to say, okay, yeah, we're going to push it through. We're going to bring it up. And the only reason why, listen to me. The only reason why you have Republicans that won't say anything about this demonic spending bill because no Republicans contributed to it. Yes, you heard me correctly. This is Congress where they're all supposed to get together and they're all supposed to come and add to the bill. But that didn't happen in this case. It was just the Democrats. So, you know, everything about this bill is about wokeism. And Mike Johnson calling himself a Christian. He calls himself a Christian. I'm highly ticked off about him. I'm highly ticked off because I was happy to see him go into that position because he was a Christian. He lied to all of us. He absolutely lied. Now, when he first did it, I would say, okay, I like what he's saying. Okay, let's go. But he's completely flipped the script. And I'm going to show you his response when he's asked about the 72 hours. And there's a reason why they want 72 hours. So they can at least skim through the daggum thing. And get details and present the reason why we should pass it or why we shouldn't pass it. Well, listen to this one with Jesse Waters. And he lays out a lot of the stuff that's in this bill. Now, look, if you want to give me a call, the phone line is open. 319-527-3453. Give me a call. Call me early because a lot of times, for some reason, I'm not sure why, but a lot of people start calling in right at the last minute of the show. So go ahead and call in now. I don't bite too hard. So give me a call. And if you disagree with me and you think that this bill should go through with all of the wokeism in it, by all means, give me a call. And tell me why we should push it through or why Congress should push it through. But anyways, listen to Jesse Waters as he's describing a lot of the information that they've just skimmed through just briefly out of the 1,000-plus pages of this bill.
There's an old saying, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Well, this morning at 2:23, Congress released a monster 1,012-page bill with a $1 trillion price tag. They're rushing to pass the bill before you have a chance to read it. Why? Well, because it's full of pork. And we've been digging through it. And here's what you're paying for. Liz Warren is spending $850,000 on a gay senior citizen home in Boston. Florida has the villages. Massachusetts has the village people. We're spending $15 million to pay for Egyptians' college tuition. Egyptian tuition, not Egyptians who live in America. Egyptians in Egypt. Egyptian tuition. So we pay for illegals to go to college here, and now we're paying for the tuition before, I guess, they even cross the border. Speaking of Egypt, Gold Bar Bob's sending $400,000 to a gay activist group that teaches elementary school kids about being trans. Not enough to keep you out of jail, Gold Bar. Sorry. Another $400,000 goes to a group that gives clothes to teens that help them hide their gender, like chest binders and tuck-ums. Parental permission not required. Even Dianne Feinstein, who unfortunately passed away long before the bill was written, has an earmark from the grave. $500,000 for a DEI zoo. The San Diego Zoo's getting $500,000 for an anti-racist nature appreciation program where high school kids from diverse backgrounds can observe wildlife. Why do they need $500,000 to go to the zoo? Tickets are like 15 bucks. That should be enough for every congressman, especially the Republicans, to vote no. But this massive bill will probably be on Biden's desk this weekend, and he'll just sign your money away. Poof.
And it's gone. Poof. And it's gone. You see all of that in there? Now, why would Mike Johnson sign off on that? Mike Johnson, there was a video where they asked Mike Johnson about how he likes to operate. And I don't remember exactly how he said it. But they asked, how do you like to operate? And he says, well, what does the Bible say? This is his response. I like to rule or operate based on what the Bible says. What does that say about a person that say that they adhere and they rule and they make their decisions based on what the Bible says? But then he turns around and he supports this crap. This, where they're targeting children with their sexual perversion, where they're wanting to have like a bathhouse, and I'm calling it a bathhouse, but a retirement gay home. Have you ever heard of such a thing? It's basically a bathhouse for these people that want to live these sinful homosexual lifestyles. They probably have gay bashes and gay orgies in this bathhouse that they're calling a retirement home. And they're wanting the federal government to fund it. It makes me think about Rome all over again. It's like the Roman Empire. Did you know the Roman Empire, they were running rampant with the homosexuality? I mean, it was all a part of their society, kind of like it is today. It's the most disgusting thing that Mike Johnson would support this ominous bill. What in the world was going through his mind? Did they make him some promises? You know what it is? This is the reason why I'm calling this show a double-edged sword for the Republicans. Is because the Republicans are going to stand up against this and say, don't vote for this. Let's say all the Republicans, they come together and they don't vote for this. The country shuts down. Is there anybody watching right now that would be upset with the country shutting down until they can get it fixed? There's a great deal of people saying, you know what? We'll fight through it. Shut it down to prevent this perversion from taking place, right? There's a lot of people that would agree to that, me included. But then if they shut it down, the Democrats will take it and say, oh, look, the Republicans did this to you. And the Democrats, they will do more damage with the Republicans allowing it to shut down. They will allow it to shut down. More immigrants will come into the country. They say, well, you shut the government down. We couldn't stop them. You understand what I'm saying? You have to think about the long game when it comes to these conniving Democrats. They're thinking about every scenario. So if they shut the government down, we can blame them for any terrorists that come into the country. Now, the terrorists have probably already been in here for 6 months, but they'll blame them for it. And if they do pass it and they get all this wokeism in there, the Democrats still win. It is a win-win for the Democrats. I say still, let them win by us shutting it down then. Let them go out there and constantly complain to everyone saying that the Republicans shut it down. Let them win that way. Because all they're going to do is mouth it off at that point. And for the most part, the majority of the people in this country are not buying it any longer. Let me share this one for you from them being on the floor of Congress talking about this ominous bill. Check it out.
So the gentlelady from Connecticut said that in this bill, they were able to successfully reject Republicans' requests for spending reductions and rejected Republicans' requests for riders. And yet somehow the Republicans are going to vote for that? That's outrageous. She's right, though. She got the spending. She killed the riders. And when I hear that a vote for this is a vote for China, a vote against this is a vote for China, what you're really saying is a vote for this is a vote for Chinese terrorism, because we've had over 30,000 illegal aliens from China come across the border with this border policy. What you're going to get is you're voting actually to speed up the process of redistribution of illegal aliens who come in, because that's what the funding's going to go for. You're talking about beds. Those beds are going to go empty. Why? Because you're going to ship these people out as soon as they get here. That's what's happening within 24 hours. So the crimes, the fentanyl death, the terrorist initiatives that are coming our way, you vote for this, you're funding it, you own it, you'll bet.
You Isn't that disgusting?
It really is.
It's so disgusting. I mean, as soon as I saw this, I was like, you know what?
I'm sitting there looking. Because I'm looking at my monitor here. I'm just sitting there watching and just, and like, I'm just thinking in my mind, like, this is so crazy. This is so crazy that this is happening. This is absolutely ridiculous. It's repulsive. They shouldn't be on the floor talking about this type of nonsense. Let me ask you this. What does the whole sodomy have to do with keeping the government open? That's what I really want to know. I don't understand it. What does teaching children how to be gay, teaching children how to become trans, have to do with keeping the government open? Explain that one to me. But yet, this is what this bill is about. Not only that, but it is in there. And Mike Johnson calling himself a Christian is highly disturbing to me. I've told people before, they have an agenda to change what it is to be a Christian. All right, when we come back from this break, we're going to go to your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me, and I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, let's go to the phone lines.
We got Lewis from Oklahoma.
Hello, Lewis. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Man, it's Friday, and I'm blessed because you called me. I'm serious.
That's not what most of the people say when I call them.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, this whole they passed that bill. They voted to stop the rules in the House, and you know how many of the Republicans voted to stop the rules in the House so they could bring this vote to the floor? Because Speaker Johnson did say he's not bringing the bill to the floor, and the Democrats and the rhinos in the House pushed that and took it to the floor and voted to stop the rules so they could vote on this bill. And I'd be glad to see Speaker Johnson go. God bless him. He is a godly man. He just wasn't the right guy for the job. We need to get Chip Roy or Matt Gaetz up in there. And one of them two guys would be a firehouse, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I think we need somebody who's not going to be nice.
Yeah, who's not going to back down.
I mean, we don't need someone to get along to be getting along. That's the problem right now. That's the reason why we're in this predicament, because they want to be nice. They want to, do politics, bipartisan. We can't do that with these people. They're targeting children.
They're gonna have to take their panties off.
I'll put their big boy pants on.
There you go. That's what I meant to say.
Exactly. The Democrats, they've already demonstrated how much they hate the Constitution, how much they hate America, how much they hate white people, how much they hate conservatives, how much they hate Christians. They've already demonstrated this. We can't be nice to these people when they're trying to destroy us.
Correct. But it ain't just white people. They just hate people.
Yes, that's my point. That's why they hate people.
That's why they're trying to put chips in our brains.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised they haven't done that on the southern border as of yet with all the people coming across. I'm surprised they haven't done that.
They might have with those vaccinations. You know, they got the hydrogel and the nanotechnology in there.
Yeah,
and when they get around 5G, they start building. Yeah, they start building up chips in your body. So, who knows?
Yeah,
it's tinfoil hat wearing guys.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Well, hey, Lewis, thank you so much for the call. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care.
Okay, well, I just want to say one thing. So it did pass. The
omnibus bill did pass?
$1.2 trillion federal spending package did pass.
In the House.
It said it passed by a 286 to 134 vote. Most Republicans voted against the bill than for it. 112 GOP lawmakers opposed the bill. 106 voted for it. Just 22 Democrats voted against it. That tells you something when mostly Democrats vote for something.
Yes.
It's not what we want here in America. Very disappointing day.
So they're going to pass it in the Senate.
Oh, of course. Chuck Schumer wrote it. I mean, he's the head of it.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to pass in the Senate.
What happened to our country?
Right.
What happened?
Right.
Okay, let's go back. Let's go to the other phone.
Yeah, we got Greg from Minnesota.
Hello, Greg. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm from People's Republic of Minnesota.
Awesome.
And I'd like to start with a couple short scriptures here just to kind of go into what I'm thinking about.
Absolutely.
One is Romans 1:32, and although they knew the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them.
Mm.
Now, as far as Mike Johnson, and I don't know, I think he's a believer, but in reading Romans 1:16 through 17, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. Now my question is with Mike Johnson, is he a righteous man living by faith? And it doesn't appear that way right now.
No, it doesn't, actually. It doesn't. And, you know, when he first became Speaker of the House, they were all in uproar because he was talking about his Christian beliefs. And now I'm questioning it.
Yeah,
because he's done a complete 180.
Yeah, and if you say that you're going to be guided by the Bible, your religion,
by
and
God's
then,
word,
and then you let some of the stuff that they put in this bill pass without any argument, you didn't even let any Republicans on there to help write the bill, that doesn't seem like you're standing up for the Bible at all or for what you believe in.
I mean, they actually pushed a bill through for these, I'm calling them gay bathhouses.
Yeah, and Greg, repeat those scriptures for everybody in case they want to write them down. What were they again?
Romans 1:32 and also Romans 1:16 through 17.
Cool.
I think they're very
great,
important.
Thanks.
Yes.
In fact, that, you know, and none of us are perfect. But we live by faith.
Correct.
And if we don't do that, who are we?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. I'm 100%.
You know what? Thank you for that,
yeah,
Greg.
Yeah, Greg, thank you so much for the call. And have a blessed weekend.
You too.
All right, take care.
And I love when people give us scriptures.
Yes.
You know what? And then they explain how it applies to what's happening right now.
It's our world today.
Absolutely.
It's our world today. When I read the Bible, I see it just popping off the page where we can see the connection for today.
We talk about it all the time.
All the time.
Every time we read it, we're going, man, this
is what we're seeing. We're seeing this today.
People were crazy then, and they're crazy now.
Yep.
We haven't changed. We haven't learned our lessons,
society
right?
Society hasn't
just
changed.
Just like the Israelites.
the society hasn't
right.
changed.
Okay, we got another caller. This is a new caller, Will.
All right, new caller. Hello, caller. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, Will. My name is Diane. I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, go ahead, Diane.
I'm sorry. I have not heard anything about the funding for the border. I understood there was not going to be any more bills passed until they funded the border.
Oh, yep.
And also defunded Ukraine.
Yeah, so they did add, in this bill, they added 23,000 more border agents and more people to help process. That's what
to help process the illegals quicker into the country.
Correct. That's all I've heard that's in there as far as
now.
The
how does that help us as a nation? It doesn't.
And in order to acquire that little tiny bit of security, we're supposed to sacrifice the children. That's what I'm gathering.
That's exactly what it is. They're sacrificing children, and the children that they don't sacrifice to their false god, they're sexualizing them. And that was part of this bill. I mean, Mike Johnson should be ashamed. He should be ashamed.
He should. Thank you for all that you two do.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Diana. Blessed weekend.
And thanks for the great question, too.
God bless you.
God bless.
Okay. All right. We have another new caller, Will.
Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Andy from Ohio.
Was that Andy?
Andy from Ohio?
Andy.
Yeah.
How you doing, Andy? Thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Good. How you doing, Will? Good.
I'm doing.
Just two things quick. I think they must have something on him. You know, then people get up there and then they set him up.
Yep.
And Mike Johnson ain't as pure as he's come on to be. And the other thing, if you comment on that, is the World Health Organization stuff. There's funding for that.
Yep.
In this bill. And that's going to be bad news if they continue, Biden's pushing that, and they'll be able to take control of this country. So those are my two comments.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what's going to happen. They're going to they're pretty much taking control, and it's just falling to the wayside.
Yeah.
And we're just watching it happen.
We are. It's disgusting that this is happening right now. And I'm so disappointed. I'm happy for those who have stood up, because a lot more Republicans voted against it than not. So really, this completely falls on Mike Johnson for bringing it to the floor.
And Republicans,
the sole responsibility.
And the Republicans signed off on this because they didn't want the Democrats going saying, hey, look, the Republicans shut the government down. They don't care about you. They don't care about you. That just goes to show that they're so weak. They don't have a backbone. When America went into World War I and World War II, the men got into the trenches. They got into the trenches. These Republicans that we have today, they're so scared they can't even get in the trenches. They're like, just want to watch it from a distance. Like, I don't want to get involved. I just want to be left alone. I don't want to lose my seat. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
In my our congressman in my area, he's Republican, but he stood up there and talked. I was watching earlier today, and he was pushing this thing. They get their $180,000 a year. And if they're there 3 years, they get that for life. They don't care about us.
Yeah, they don't.
There's some terrible people up there. There's a handful of good ones. We got to keep backing them.
Yeah, but I think you're right. I think they do have something on Mike Johnson. I think they do have something on him.
But they set it up. There's other people who talked about it. That one Congress guy that was in a wheelchair, I think he only did one term. And he talked about how they do it. You know, they had women approach him and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? I got to be careful not to, say, but something, he ain't as pure as he became across it at first, like you were saying. He looked good, but.
Yeah, and everybody has some dirt on them somewhere, to be honest with you. They have dirt on them somewhere. So I guarantee they the Democrats are so dirty. I bet they dug and dug until they found something that will hurt every single congressman out there. I guarantee that's what they've done.
Yeah, guarantee. So, well, hey, Andy, thank you so much for the call, and have a wonderful weekend.
God
sir.
Bless.
God
Thanks,
bless.
Thanks, Andy.
Uh-huh. All right, take care.
We got another.
Okay,
phone call.
Well, let me. I'm gonna play this really quick before we go out to this next break, and then we're gonna go back to the phone lines. But listen, I just want to play this first part of this with Mike Johnson talking about the 24 hours versus 72.
Push back on the 72 hour rule. You said we're gonna get this done by Friday night. That would mean
there's nothing sacred about 72 hours. The idea is you want to allow the legislation to be reviewed adequately by the members before they vote on it. We're trying to maintain it even in the time crunch.
Oh, see that? He's talking about it's not in stone. He should have made him wait. I'm calling him a coward. I'm calling him a coward.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history, just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, let me tell you about, well, before we get to it, Before I tell you about this, let's take this last phone call here.
Yeah, we got Beverly from Montana.
Beverly from Montana. Hey, Beverly, thank you so much for the call.
Hello, good morning. I'm calling, you know, I thought good of Mr. Johnson too, but I see that I think a lot of the people in our Congress are being bought off by the lobbyists and the big tech and even China. And I think money, the love of money, has caused them to turn to these evil ways.
I would agree.
He didn't have anything but a house. I wonder what he has now for assets or income. I mean, I'm talking about Mr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty sad. And there's probably something to that. We know that when these people come out of Congress, or that, you know, all of them come out richer than they were when they went in. And why is that? That's because of the lobbyists.
Multi-million dollars richer.
Yeah.
You know, even like Biden has, you know, his and his family have been so dishonest in the money that they receive from China. And I'm pretty sure a lot of the Congress, I mean, just not just the Republicans and the Democrats, but even the administration are all bought off.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Be not deceived, and that's what's happening in these last days, I think.
You're so right.
Yep, it is. You know, I'm constantly talking about how we're in a spiritual battle, and it's right there being presented to us on Front Street.
And imagine,
we can't even ignore it any longer.
Yeah, imagine how frustrating it is to be in Congress these days. You know what I mean? Because there is no bipartisan, to be honest. And the people that want to do good just cannot seem to get that momentum. You know what I mean? I mean, Republicans, we have good ideas. We have good things that we want to do, but we just can't get them done. It is sad. It's embarrassing.
It really is. Really is.
Right. Well, you guys have a good weekend and a good new year, okay?
You too.
Okay, thanks.
God bless.
Thank you.
And Will, bye-bye. Unfortunately, there is now another GOP member that is leaving the House. His name is Mike Gallagher. He's only been there for a short time. He was considered a rising star. He said that he is stepping away.
Really?
Yep. So now, Mike Johnson, he
Are they just handing this over to Hakeem Jeffries?
Huh?
Are they just handing this to Hakeem Jeffries?
It seems like it.
Hakeem Jeffries is 10 times worse than Nancy Pelosi. If you can even imagine anybody being worse than Nancy Pelosi, it is Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah.
But let me tell you about, let us talk to you about this PamperWithGrace.com. It's been really, really amazing. And this is one of the things that Shannon, she has a great story. Now, look, I didn't expect for me to get the results that I was getting. And, you know, for those of you, you can tell you're looking right now, I got a whole head of hair, dreadlocks. But I started noticing that my dreadlocks were thinning out. And I was telling my producer, I said, do you see this? And she's like, yeah. But you can clearly see the change in my hair.
Yeah.
It's like starting to fill out. And I'm like, yeah. I wasn't even expecting. I wasn't even thinking about that. So, and you had a great experience that you weren't even expecting. And that's what, yeah. You know what? She's so excited about it. She talks about it every day. I mean, every day.
Yeah, I got my new box, so we can have some more now.
No, yeah, because my box here is empty, so yeah. She lets me have one or two.
Yeah, and so, you know, I was wondering why, because, you know, Will's talking about the great experience I'm having. It's because my hormones are going back in balance. I've had zero hot flashes since I've been taking this, and believe me, I was getting about 30 a day. It was ridiculous. I was actually miserable. 30 a day? Yeah, I was miserable.
I can't
miserable.
Even imagine that.
Yeah, I was miserable. Every other, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm hot, I'm cold. Now, none. I have more energy, literally. I feel better. My brain fog is going away. But listen, the thing we're talking about this week is the azataxin, which you saw on the video. And there's a few more things I want to talk about. And that is, one is reproductive and health hormonal. Reproductive and hormonal health. Now, we talked about my hot flashes, but we're going to talk about men here for a minute, right? And the men, it says it improves sperm functioning and sperm linear velocity. This is what they found in clinical trials. It decreases reactive oxygen species in sperm. It may be used to decrease male infertility. It improves conception rate in infertile men. It also improves sperm functioning. So, wow, that's pretty amazing that was in a study. And also anti-aging and cellular health. These are more clinical trials. They did, I think it says, about 62 of these. 62 human trials. Skin and health and beauty from within. It created better eye and brain health, joint, tendon, and muscle health, cardiovascular protection, immune system, strength, endurance, energy. This is crazy, Will. This stuff is so good. Everybody can benefit from it.
Everybody can benefit from it.
There's just something for everybody. And listen, we want you guys to tell us about your stories. If you want to be a part of the community that I'm creating on Facebook, you can go on Facebook and put in pamperwithgrace.com. Follow the page, and we want to hear your stories, especially if you've bought this. Go on there, tell us, you know, send me a message, and I'll put it on
there. Got someone to go to our website, directly to our website, which is uniteamericafirst.com, and they left a comment there.
Yeah, actually, right? I've gotten comments on our website, and I got a comment on Facebook yesterday,
now,
too.
What was the last comment you received?
The comment on our website is, she said that since she's been taking pamperwithgrace.com, she's been sleeping all the way through the night. She said before that was not happening. She was up pretty much all night. So that's a great testimony that we got yesterday.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, for me, you know, I was having issues sleeping through the night just because of what Facebook has done to me. And it was wrecking my mind, and they're still doing it to me, and I still have issues. So I'm constantly trying to keep my mind going, I try to keep, you know, thoughts about other things, positive things is happening, right? And y'all notice that I don't ever really talk about myself because I have an issue talking about Will Johnson's problems. Because I don't want to be a victim, even though in this case I am a victim. I can't stand when people play to be victim. I can't stand it to no end. But in this case, I'm an actual victim, but Facebook is doing it to me. But Facebook still has people on there that are, you know, there's a lot of you that's watching right now that you every now and then you do go on Facebook. So I consider you to be good people. That's the only reason why I even want to fight to against what they're doing to me. Well, mainly because of the identity crisis. Now they're taking my identity and they're making it look like I'm pushing out all of this craziness. So, but anyways, go to pamperwithgrace.com. And that's another way you can help me and support me by being here. And also do the subscription to get the discount. You can always end it. PamperWithGrace.com.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
So look at this. There's about over 100 illegal immigrants bum rushing the border patrol here, and they're getting overwhelmed. And look at this. And it's been reported that some of the border patrol agents were injured in this assault. Look at this. I mean, this is, should never happen. But you know the biggest thing here? Look at this. Look at this. The biggest thing is that the Democrats are blaming Republicans for this. For this invasion. Yes, they are. They're actually blaming Republicans for this invasion. Oh, you don't believe me? Listen to one of their leaders, Joe Scarborough. Listen, he has a paper showing the mob rushing the border, and he has the nerve to straight up and blame Republicans. How do you do that when the Democrats are the one who created this crisis in the first place?
If I were a Democrat running for office, I would do this. I would be carrying this around all day. Look at what the Republicans are doing to you. Look what Donald Trump's doing to you. Donald Trump said, and by the way, this is for you at home. So come to the at home camera, TJ. Thank you. God bless you. So good at this. And you think you just started last week. So I'm joking, TJ. So TJ, can I get a TJ cam? I hope TJ's in.
Not there. Yet. Not this second.
Okay, oh, good. Wow. Okay, good.
He's not feeling pretty.
He's in his underwear. Right.
He's in his underwear at home. He got one of those things at home. I was really? Afraid I was like picking on a director that mattered. But no, TJ's there. So, TJ's been with us for 20 years, by the way. He's family. But
I can't get rid of him.
I would carry this around because see this Onslaught headline? The only thing the Post didn't tell you is Donald Trump said, blame me for this. Donald Trump said, kill the bill.
So when did President Trump come out and say, blame me for it? Or
I didn't actually hear that.
Never said, blame me for it. President Trump said, kill the bill, because the bill was not going to help America.
Right.
That's what he was saying. And then President Trump said, look, when I get in office, then we'll fix it. Because, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats, they don't want to fix the border. All they want to do is what Joe Scarborough is showing. The video I just showed you. He's showing a picture from it from the New York Post. All the Democrats are wanting is to have these people be able to just walk in freely and not have this happen at all. And not have it happen at all. And when I was looking at this, if I can put it back up on the screen here, you see this? All of them have sidearms. They have rifles. And these are men of the fighting age wanting to come into the country. Men of the fighting age. And these soldiers have rifles. So when you're being invaded, I'm not saying that you should be shooting people, but not a single time did they even lift them. And the guy right here that you see right there in the middle of the screen, look what he does. Look what he does when they start bum rushing. I didn't talk about it when it first happened. See, he's just sitting there watching it all unfold, and there's other ones right there beside him watching all of this unfold. One walks across the screen, and then guess what happens? Look, then he goes and get out of the way. He goes to get out of the way, like, let me move. So what is the purpose of them being there? You know what it made me think about? It made me think about Uvalde, Texas, when the police officers refused to go in because they were scared. And this dude here, blaming President Trump, blaming the Republicans. When President Trump had the border secured, Joe Biden didn't have to undo anything that President Trump had in place. Joe Biden, he could have doubled down on it and made the border even stronger, but he didn't do that. They did it so idiots like Joe Scarborough can come on and talk about President Trump caused this, Republicans caused this, when it's a lie. This is the very reason why the Republicans voted for the omnibus bill, because of stuff like this. This is the very reason.
And blame me for everything that happens after this point. Donald Trump said, blame me. So yes, Donald, we are blaming you. We're blaming mini me, Mike Johnson.
You hear that? So even after Mike Johnson gave them what they want, he still goes and insults them. He's going to insult them. Mini me, Mike Johnson. You can get him off the screen. This dude and the rest of them are completely sick. So look at this one. This was a young lady walking around talking to the congressman about the border on Texas. About should we do more on the border? Watch this. They don't want to fix the border, everybody. They really don't.
Look at this video. It's pretty dramatic.
Yeah, I haven't seen the video.
I'm playing it right now.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
There are border solutions that need to happen. We all agree, Republicans and Democrats both agree, that border solutions are important.
The key thing is we actually have to reform immigration policy, because the more legal pathways we have, the less chaos we have at the border.
So basically, we just need to make it where they all can just walk in and don't even call them illegal. Just make a pathway for all of these people to come into the country when the country can't sustain it right now as it is. And we know why they're bringing them in. These people, I can't express it enough. The Democrat Party, they are not for America. They are not for America. They are just the opposite. If you think the Democrat Party is for America, then you live in the Twilight Zone. Because in reality, they want to destroy the country. How do you say that we just need to make it a pathway, an easy pathway for all of these illegals coming into the country? We just need to make it an easy pathway. Well, we have this one here where Mexico, they won't even take back the immigrants. So these, and we're talking about people that's from Mexico, people that's not even from Mexico, that make that track from the southern border of Mexico to the northern border of Mexico, the southern border of the United States of America, come into the country. The United States of America wants to deport them back, and Mexico said, nope, we're not taking it back. Why would they say that? They wouldn't say that if President Trump was in office, would they?
Listen. After SB4 got suspended by the Fifth Circuit, Mexico puffed out its chest and said, well, we weren't going to accept any migrants that you sent back anyway. And I can't imagine Mexican officials making a statement like that during the Trump presidency.
No, and they wouldn't. And the reason why that they do that is that they know that President Biden isn't going to step to the plate. They know that he's not going to enforce tariffs on them. They know that he's not going to push back against that. That rhetoric is exactly what we expect under this administration, because this administration just does not take a forceful approach to other countries.
They don't. They completely express and show every last person how weak they are. This administration is the reason why we're in this situation right now, in this very predicament. So they passed the omnibus bill and put very little in there to actually prevent what we're seeing happen at the southern border. The Republicans signed off on it because they didn't want the Democrats going around saying, oh my goodness, look, the Republicans don't care about you. And of course, the Republicans fell for it. They fall for it all the time. Oh my goodness, going to shut it down. They don't want you to have Social Security, which it doesn't affect Social Security. Like the military, it's going to affect the military. It doesn't affect the military. It affects all of this pork spending. It affects all of that. Again, like I mentioned, I'm just really irritated right now because my producer, she just read where they just passed it, everybody. The most disgusting thing ever. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. They're pushing Sodom and Gomorrah. And a person who's the House Speaker, who calls himself a Christian, just went right along with it. I wonder, Shannon, is he going to sleep well tonight? How does Mike Johnson going to sleep tonight?
I mean, knowing that's a really good question. I'm just kind of,
he probably got off the phone with Mike Pence. Mike Pence probably told him, you need to pass this through. You need to push it through because it's going to look bad. That's why I say it's a double-edged sword. But they're more afraid of the Democrats out there screaming and yelling, saying, oh my goodness, look, the Republicans, they did this to you. They did this to you. Anything that Chuck Schumer and them, I mean, what's the point of Mike Johnson then? What's the point of the Republicans in the House? They only want a one-party system anyways. They only want the Democrats to be in control. And right now, they're all giddy. Right now, I'm willing to bet Chuck Schumer and all of them right now got champagne glasses cheering on. We got this. What else do we not know that's in this bill? What else do we not know? They didn't have time to read it. They didn't have time to read it. How do we know they didn't go ahead and put in this bill for the whole TikTok issue and shutting down the social media platforms that says anything where people go on there with free speech? How do we know they didn't put it in there? And then when the companies, the companies out in the industry like X and True Social and Getter, Rumble, even the internet, do you think that it's going to only be limited to the social media platforms? No, it's going to be to the internet. Any source that is producing facts, any source that is producing evidence of them, what they did in 2020 of the election, what they did on the vaccine, what they're doing right now with the transgender crap, they will be able to come in and shut it all down. How do we know it wasn't in the bill? How do we know it wasn't in there? They didn't even have time to go read it. And now that they've already passed it, are they going to go back and read it now? Someone will, but the people in Congress that didn't even read the bill and still passed it, they're not going to go read it. They're going to move on. And they're like, well, I signed it. I did it because we need to keep the government open. Because they're weak. I'm so sick and tired of these weak in the knee, no backbone, spineless rhino Republicans. I remember when I was living in California, I had someone from the GOP reach out to me and told me to stop doing what I'm doing. And you know what I was doing? What I'm doing right now. Because I called them weak in the knee, because they would bend over for the Democrats in California. The California Republicans, they don't like Will Johnson. Imagine that. Because I don't want them to be weak. And when this person told me, said, I need to stop doing what I'm doing, you know what I said? I said, why aren't you doing it? It's like they have this whole mentality like the Ronas in the Republican Party. They need to get rid of all of them. And in California, they're probably happy about this ominous bill because in California, they have this organization called the Log Cabin Republicans. And you can only imagine what they're doing in the log cabin. It's all about wokeism. Either you are a true American that's going to fight for the rights of all of us and not this nonsense, then you're not, or you're not. It's one or the other. You can no longer ride the fence, people. You're going to have to pick a side. You either pick the side of this demonicness, this evilness, or you're going to have to pick the side of righteousness that leads to God. I'm not saying that we're perfect. That's not what's being said here. But you have to pick a side. The time is coming. The time is coming. We're sitting idly by, being complacent, saying, well, I'm just going to let someone else take care of it. Those days are coming to an end. Because next they're going to come after you and I, the Christian. Hear me now. Believe me later on. Because it's coming. Do I want it to come? Absolutely not. But the Bible tells us that these things have to happen before Christ returns. And we are that generation. We're seeing it happen right now. Absolute Truth with Elmer Robson is coming up next, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a blessed, wonderful weekend. Stay safe out there. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.